Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good morning. You're listening to a new wave being hosted by Avatar Collective Family and Blog Talk Radio. We have been going through hell in Canada. And Canada, the Canadian government has employed the whole country, wherever we go, to be terrorizing us and torturing us. We go to Walmart, they put up females to play games because I showed them yesterday on a video on Facebook what the government has had these people do to my body, strip my hair from both sides. And when I went out to, I showed what they did to my hair, and I was just speaking about different things that were taking place, what they have been doing to me. Not everything, but some things, because my husband limited it to a certain amount, certain things that we should speak about, and then the next time we speak about others. We are going through a great deal. Your government has had Walmart terrorizing us when we go to buy things in the store. Home Depot making loud noises, as well as Walmart sometimes, making loud noises intentionally to terrorize us, using the people in the counter to when we go to return things or buy things sometimes, slamming things on the counter to make loud noises intentionally to terrorize us. Going to Home Depot, they play this loud noise. I was going there to buy some things and also return something that, you know, my husband was returning. I overheard a man and his wife who were looking at us, and I did not realize they were looking at us because I just heard them saying something about me and our daughter, and saying that we look good. That's why we're only good. We're only good for one thing, to sleep with. This is what was said to my daughter and I at Home Depot. And meanwhile, when the item I was returning, I did not have the receipt for it. Maybe I have it somewhere in my bag, but I cannot see very well, so it's difficult for me to be able to see the receipt. And if I do see it, I have the information. I could hardly read it out or see it, what is written, because of what they have been doing to my eyes to blind me. I have also been seeing my daughter being terrorized. They're taking over her body and shout at her in order for her to come back to herself and recognize that her family is there and trying to speak to her. She also spoke to me, Mahogany, about her not going to be living for very long because of what they're doing to her from within. And the if they're not raping her, they're doing other things and tormenting my daughter, our daughter. I want this insanity to stop. We go in the streets, they terrorize us there. We go into the stores, they're terrorizing us there. That we were high bred and also Gold Star family. Why are they attacking and abusing a Gold Star family? So that they terrorize. And a husband, they tried to family that they have persecuted when we have done nothing wrong to anyone. We only spoke about the things that were done that was wrong to us, and these are things that need to be dealt with. If it's just ignored and look at us for a color and decide that it's all about the color and not the people and what they're saying and what is going on and why they're doing it. And the government has been using all these institutions to block us, to keep from speaking to us, because they have been tormenting us. But I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just fighting in a way in which saying that I have rights, and these people are violating my rights. It's in their laws, the Charter of Rights. I've played it over and over, and yet these people are still terrorizing this family. We have done nothing wrong to anyone. We are Gold Star. We are people who have been trained to behave responsibly, to care about people, and yet wherever I turn, everyone is siding with the government while the government has been doing this damage. My children's mine, my husband's in Jamaica, mine in Trinidad, all through my life, my family. When I went to Walmart, and as I was saying, we heard some people calling out and laughing because I showed them the sides of my hair that was all eaten up by the government and the people they're using to do this damage. Also, my hair was way past my waist. It was touching, going on my butt. And the government used these people to cut off my hair, to do whatever they... Out of a herd that they're just grooming. They're not even grooming us. They're literally ripping out everything we have. Why that was happening, why I'm plaiting it, it's growing, and then suddenly, pop, it's gone. This is what has been done to me all of my life. In Trinidad, in Canada, in the United States, it's a different scenario, but it was very wrong. The United States fighting the government and the system to be more higher bred. They were setting up to have a blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy that... I had to turn down because I have two children and I don't want anybody interfering with my children like I was being interfered with. And I was making sure that my family was protected because my children meant a great deal to me, no matter who they were from. And I protected them. And then they were taken away from me on different occasions. Not by the government, not by the systems. I was there for my children. He wasn't. He was raping me, and he's the reason that I ended up with children. I had nowhere to turn. And if I'd taken, I would have been locked up. One, for being here, there in the United States illegally, since I had passed the time I was. And that's about it. And I was there for my kids 24/7. And these people set up to give my kids information that was not even true. This is what they're trying to plant on Mahogany, too. This is what they did to Miriam's children. Tormented these kids and raped them, gave them drugs in order for them to be able for them to have sex with those children. You should see what Tamika has become. She would have been a beautiful human being, and she still is, but what was done to her was wrong. A government that is using a system to rape and abuse children. How could you do this? And then set up people to torment you wherever you go. And you know, Caucasian children and adults, I'm disappointed in you. Some of you, better from you. You act as if you're shallow. You act as if you don't have any kind of intelligence to see the truth about what is really going on. And that is what is going to befall all of you if you do not make these changes and benefit people by treating them all respectfully. People are just willing to have each other talk to them, and they talk to them and enjoy each other's company instead of playing all kinds of sex games and man games and whatever you want to play. That is not how you live. When you turn a government turns a society into this kind of behavior, you lose in quality and everybody else fails. Everyone starts falling apart because the ones who are doing it think that they have a right to do it, and they're doing a lot of evil. The type of things that are being done came from Nazi Germany or what? It's heading there because of the things that they're doing to this family inside of this house. Shows that they are mentally ill, and it's not something to insult them, to tell them that they need help. They're harming other people, and it needs to be known that the government that is running the country, along with the systems that they are controlling, has a lot of mental illness going on because human beings are not being treated properly. You can hear it in all over the world with how women are being treated. And men are taking advantage of those opportunities, raping, stealing, plundering, doing whatever they want, calling themselves part of groups in governments, like the military, like the police, like people who own the house. like all these different people that have... I'm sorry, darling, you're part of it. This is Andragon. He's also...
triggered Vaklishan, but he also sparked awakening for many NFL players. A year has passed since Colin Kaepernick first protested the national anthem. In one sense, his initiative has foundered. The quarterback is out of work and the intended discussion of police brutality and accountability has continually veered to a debate about the American flag and patriotism. Just last weekend, the Cleveland Police Union boss, who defended a police officer's killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, announced his group's decision not to participate in a week 1 pregame flag ceremony because some of the Browns kneel during the anthem. It was a protest of a protest, and it pointed the finger back at the players instead of at the system Kaepernick is troubled by. The pressure boomeranged back to athletes instead of civic decision makers. It was something Kaepernick anticipated last August. View photos. Colin Kaepernick said he was willing to take the heat for his protest during the playing of the national anthem at NFL games. Getty Moore. I think there's a lot of consequences that come along with this, he told the media back then. There's a lot of people that don't want to have this conversation. They're scared they might lose their job or they might not get the endorsements. They might not be treated the same way. And those are things I'm prepared to handle and those are things that, you know, other people might not be ready for. That was prescient. A lot of people didn't want to have this conversation. It's possible, even likely, that the conversation scared would be employers more than Kaepernick himself did. But the conversation is happening, and that's significant. *** More NFL players are protesting before games. Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles is not only raising a fist during the anthem, he is also meeting with police leaders and making trips to Capitol Hill. When a white player for the Browns, Seth DeValve, took a knee before a recent preseason game, his African-American wife's supportive response online went viral. Colin Kaepernick bravely took a step and began a movement throughout the NFL, Erica Harris DeValve wrote, and he suffered a ridiculous amount of hate and threats and ultimately lost his life's work in the sport he loves. Kaepernick's detractors feel like sports should be a haven from all this. Sports are an escape from the real world, even though for most of us, the real world we've carved out is carefully cultivated, an escape from anything that challenges our worldview. Think about it, what percentage of your Facebook feed consists of friends who agree with you on pretty much everything? By veering away from traditional avenues like Facebook, Kaepernick interjected in a lot of worlds. He pushed people, including media, to consider an issue they might not otherwise give thought to. And he tacitly challenged other football players to ask themselves if they should follow. When Charlotte, North Carolina, became chaotic last fall after the police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott, some of the Carolina Panthers spoke up. I feel like America has a problem, Trev Austin said. I don't feel like America is a horrible place. I love America. But at the same time, there are wrongs that are happening every day. Thomas Davis called for peace and offered to be a liaison between police and protesters. The unrest abated in the days after the Panthers made their comments, in part because of the efforts of the National Guard and local clergy. The team's game that weekend went ahead despite fears of more turmoil. I felt like it was important for me to step up and be one of the voices during that time, Davis told Yahoo Sports last week, looking back. I think it's important. We are in the position. We have a huge voice. And it's important to use that voice and do it in the right way. Kaepernick triggered Vaklishan, but he also sparked awakening for many NFL players.